in Simen Ayin Beis, Sif Dalet, Kavru Esameis, V'chazru Havelim L'kabel, Kavru Esameis. They were Mekabel the Meis, so the mitzvah of Kavru Esameis, they were Mekayim. V'chazru Havelim L'kabel Tanchumen. And the Havelim went back now, away from the Keva, L'kabel Tanchumen, that now they make a shura, and the oilam is menachem davelam. V'chol ha'om hilchim achareyem, and the om that was by the keva goes after them, mimokim ha'keva, l'mokim sh'ayim dim shom ha'veilam, la'asos shura l'kabo tanchumim. So now let us just picture what is happening now. That means the mitzvah of Kvuras HaMeis ended. Now there is starting a mitzvah of Tanchumei Aveilim. The mitzvah didn't start yet. So the halach is as far, and this man Krishma already came about. That means even though we had learned they should not make a kvure, if the kvure will take place, because of the kvure, it will go into this man Krishna. So they miscalculated. They made the kvure. They thought that the kvure would end before this man Krishna. But lemaise, it became now Zman Krishna. They finished the kvure. Now is Zman Krishma, and the Achiv Talen Krishma, and also there is a mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim now. So, what does one do? So, im yachaylim ha'om lachaschel v'ligmer afilo posek echod kaidem sheyagia l'shura. Since the Zman Krishma started, and the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim as yet did not start, I have to get over to the place where the Aveilim are. So where I am now, there's no mitzvah yet of Nichum Aveilim, and I have a chiyuv of Krishma, this man Krishma started. So I'll kopon him, so one should at least say one posik. It says, Man Krishma, he's alone, one posik. And then he'll go and be Menachem Davelim, Yaschilu. V'im lav, but if there is not time enough to say one posik, that means he's standing now right by the Avelim, and he has a mitzvah of Nichum Avelim now, and we'll see in the Remor, that means we are speaking about that Aveilim are standing here. He has now the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim. He doesn't have time now to say even a posik, but he'll have time later. So the halach is that this mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim is pushes off the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So now he should be Menachem Aveilim, and then later he should learn Kriya Shema. Yeah. Zogt the Mishnah Berurah, Yaschilu, that means that if they have time to learn at least a pasuk of Kriya Shema, or more, before the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim will start, the yikru kol ma sheyuchlu, and they should learn whatever they can. There's a chiyuv of Krishma them already, and then they should start the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim. But the Gemara said, but if not, so they start Nichum Aveilim. Avol im yaver zman Krishma. But what? So the Gemara says that means later I'll be able to to be metayim the mitzvah of Krishma. So then, now I have in front of me the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim. I can do both. So I should do now the Nichum Aveilim, and later I'll be metayim the mitzvah of Krishma. Avol, im yaver zman Krishma, yikro Krishma tchile, then they should learn Krishma, because that means it's either, if I learn Krishma now, I'll have Krishma, and if not, I won't have Krishma. Kivon shadayin lehischilu b'mitzvahs tanchumin. Because, now this is a mouthful, so the Magen Avraham says, that means, we're speaking about, we finished the Kvura, there are two alternatives. There's an alternative, now I have a mitzvah of Krishma on me. I as yet did not start the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim. So therefore, I should learn Krishma. But it would seem from the Mishnah Brura, what if I started the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim? He says the whole reason is, if I will not be able to learn Krishma later, I shall learn Krishma now, is because I'm a chuyiv to learn Krishma. I didn't start the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim now, so you have to learn Krishma first. But if I already started the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim, and then I look at my watch and I see Shem Shemayim, I won't have time to learn Krishma. It's 5 minutes before the Seif Zman, and I won't be able to learn Krishma. It would seem from the Mishnah Brura that you potter, oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. That's what it seems from the Mishnah Brura, and the Bir Halacha brings down a Prima Godem, the Prima Godem is Ma'orer Shaila. He says, there are many poskim that hold Nichum Aveilim is a mitzvah d'rabbanon. So he says, so the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham is saying a mouthful. That means like this, I have 5 minutes. I didn't realize this, and I started Nichum Aveilim. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you didn't start Nichum Aveilim, and you only have 5 minutes for Krishma, if you can start Nichum Aveilim, you're going to lose the Krishma. So now you're mechuyev to learn Krishma, learn Krishma. But it would, because I didn't start Nichum Aveilim yet, but it would seem, but what if I started already Nichum Aveilim, then I realized that I won't be able to learn Krishma. So you're potter from Krishma, you're oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. So here the Prima Godem is Ma'orer, the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim is Adarabonon, and Krishma is Adaraisa. So we see from here a Ma'orer de Kechidish that Oisik b'mitzvah Adarabonon patters a fellow from a mitzvah the Araisa. That the Prima Godem holds for a Kiddush. Rabbi Chanan and Kovet Shur Mechelik Beisim in Lamed Beis says the Makir of Isaac Mitzvah Potter Ben HaMitzvah, we learn now from the Pasuk of Velech Techo VaDerech. If you're going on your own Derech for your own purposes, V'dibar Tabom, Mishalein Krishma, Leches Didoch, V'loi Lef, but of my Anhog, I'm doing something not for myself, I'm doing it for the Rabbi Nishlom, then this is an Isaac Mitzvah, Potem and a Mitzvah. So he says, a Mitzvah, the Rabbanon is also not considered Leches Didoch. I'm not doing it for myself. So Al Kaponim, this is a Raya, that we say, Isaac Mitzvah, Potem and a Mitzvah, Philo, the Mitzvah, the Rabbanon. Yes. That's a Machlaikis, the Rambam and Ramban. Others hold that the Leisosa only goes on the droshes, not on the gzeres. So my mail, he was talking about gzeres chazal. So my mail, now we will start Simen Ayin Gimel, but before we start Simen Ayin Gimel, I'd like to say over the lotion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which will perhaps give us a little clarity in the halachas which we will be learning now. There's, the pasuk says in the Torah, Keshem Elokecho Mishalech Bekerev Machnecho V'hoyo Machnecho Kodesh V'lo Yiro V'cho El Vestovo. So the pashtus of the pasuk is when Hashem Elokecho is Mishalech Bekerev Machnecho, when you are doing a mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah, so that's called you're learning Krishna, or you're learning Torah. So then there's a din, so in this matzvah, v'hoya machnecha kodesh, so you're doing a mitzvah, Hashem Elokecho Mishalech Bekerev Machnecho, you're doing a mitzvah, v'hoya machnecha kodesh, so in this zman, there is a chiyuv that the machne should be kodesh. Lo yiro b'cho ervas dovo. So let us first say pashtei dekro, what the pasuk is telling us, and then we'll try to understand what the halach is in this simin, which we're deriving from that pasuk to the rabban and the kedin. But it's nichlal in that halach. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains as follows. That what it says in the pasuk, lo yiro b'cho ervas tovo, bo yimachnecho kodesh, lo yiro b'cho ervas tovo. So the pshat in this pasuk is, min ha-toyre, ela be'avosai mamish k'shehi megula v'niris. So that means the iser di'eraisa v'lo yiro b'cho ervas tovo. That means a person is not wearing any clothing and he learned krishma. And avosai megula, that means, so there's an iser di'eraisa v'lo yiro b'cho ervas tovo. Hashem Elokecho Mishalech Bekerev Machnecho, and that means you are Isaac Bekrishme, I Betvile, I Betalmud Torah, and Avosai Megule. So there's an Isser D'Oraisa. That's an Isser D'Oraisa. Fine. Now, the Rabbonon were Moisif. A halacha that it's derived from the deraisa de halacha, but this is also midrabon. Midivrei soifrim b'shosh Hashem alekecha misalech bekerav machnecho dahainu b'shoisik b'krishme or b'tzila b'talmud Torah. Kol dovol, every matzev shemayvi Lidei Hiro, that could bring Lidei Hiro. There's a type of a Gilui Elvo. The Elv is not Megula, but there is a Matziv. Because of the Elv that to bring about Hiro, Nikra Elvo. Fine. So that's the din. So now we will learn Halacha, that you have two people. First we'll learn about two people, then a husband and a wife, then a father and children, but now we're learning about two people. Half LP Shafilu La Elva Mamish Moyel Kisui. That means a person is lying in bed. He's covered with a blanket. So the Yisrael of Elvosai Megula, he's covered. He's completely covered. So min ha-toyre, There is no Isser D'Oraisa of Lo Yiro Becha Elmas Dovo because it's not Yiro Becha, it's covered. But here we are speaking about that two people are lying one next to the other. Kan Ein Kisui Moyel, a Kisui doesn't help. Even and let us just speak, let us give Agdama what we're going to speak about. We are going to speak about, you have two people lying in a bed. They're covered. They're facing an opposite direction. Each one is facing in another direction. But there's a negias basal between them. That means the basal of Reuben, they're turning away one from the other, is touching the basal of Shimon. So this helgish, this kiruv, is capable of bringing a hero. Even shemikabakim, who ba lidei hero al yidei shema malgish negias besar chaveroi bibsoroi mimosnayim ulamato. That means that his goof is touching, Reuven's goof is touching Shimon's goof. They're turning around one from the other, but the two goofim are touching from the waist and underneath the waist. So memele, so that midarabonon, that's called, so I'm learning Krishna now, so midarabonon, this goes into the category of layirobucha elmas dovo. That means a negiye, which could be misaviv a hero. So midarabonon, it has a din of an elve, and there's a din layirobucha elmas dovo when you're learning Krishna. There's an isur darabon. And then he brings another marshal. And mitamza also shmias kol zema isha shehi elva. The same thing is that I want to learn Krishna, and there's a woman that's singing, because I'm learning Krishna. Afal pi, so there's also an isa the rabbona le yiro b'cho elvas novo. Now what's yiro? The sound waves. Afal pi shakul einay nire ela nishma aloi. But al kaponim, the coil that he is hearing, may be a lidei hero. That could also bring, so midarabonam, so he's saying two mishalim. Midarabonam, if there is a negiyas bosa, which could bring lidei hero, or there's a shmiyas coil that could be bring lidei hero. So then, midarabonon, this is nichlal in the posik. V'hoya machnecha kodesh, k'shem lekechem misalach bekerev machnecha, means when you are saying a davar shebektusha, krishme, tfile, talmud Torah, so there's an isa v'yiro b'cho elvas davar, and therefore this is also. Because the Elmas Dovo means that there is a massive that is Ma'orer Hiru. If he will be Mahara, he won't be Mahara, is irrelevant. But that's called, there's a Gili Elva Midarabonon, and then there's an Issel Yiro B'cha Elmas Dovo. Now we will see the Mechaba, and perhaps with this will be a little clearer in this halacha. Shnayim shohoyu yishenim betalas echad. We're speaking about two people were covered with one blanket. Ubisar shneim noigim ze boze. Bisar shneim means, we'll see the poshet pshat is that they're turning away one from the other. But the bosa from the waist down is touching one the other. Lo yikro krishma, he's not permitted to learn krishma, because this negiye, vidarabona, since this negiye could bring lidei hiru, so that's called, this is nichlam vidarabona, the posik lo yiro lecha elvas dovo. Eleim kein hoiso talis mafsekes beineyem mimosneyem ulamato. unless there was a beget that is between both of them, and some emele, so then there's no negias boso mimosneim ulamato, so then there's no problem whatsoever. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Talking about two men, yes. Then later we'll speak about a husband and a wife, what? Two anoshim arumim that could also be hirurim. Okay. About Kaponim, we're talking about Asa Yichud. Yichud is in Asa Mishnah Zohar, but Al Kaponim Hiro, here we're talking about a Hiro which is a shter to the Hoymach Necha Kodesh. Noigim. No kat Noigim, Mishum Dohos also Likrois, Beloy Hapsokas Talus. So he said a specific tnai. It is also if it's noigim. Mishum does also likus bleib sokas talus. Afilu im yirtzu lahachzir pneiim mizeluzer. That means so we are talking about that. That means they are each one is his back is facing the other one's back. Af al pikein, so if it's noigim, if there's a noigim, so this hergish of negia, this kirov of negia's bosa, musnaim ulamata, could bring lidei hil. So therefore, you need there should be a hemsik palace benay. We're talking about noigim. Now, if it wouldn't be noigim, so we're talking about, so you have two people that they're underneath one blanket. They're not facing one the other. Each one is back to back. And it's not noigim, so it's mutter. Then it's mutter. The Isser is tafke by noigim. Yeah. Ve'im heim shoichvim ponim lahadei ponim. So now we just said a kule. The kule is if it's there's achzoras ponim, zemizeh, and there's no noigim, it's mutter. So then there's no problem. That's what the Mechaber said, Besar's name, Noigim Zeboze. He says, all the yeah. Ve'im heim sheichvim ponim lahade ponim. What if they are lying? One is facing the other. There's no negia. So then he says, also likrois beloi avsokas talis afilu im einam noigim. Now, ponim keneged ponim, this is a chiddush of the Prima Godim, of Zameko, of Al Kaponim, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that if it's achzoras ponim keneged ponim, so even though it's einam noigim, kol shesheichvim bekorev echod lechaveroi, it's also to lengrishme. Lo yikro. So now we're going back, but let's go back to the case of the Mechaber. We're talking about that they're not each one is turned away from the other, and there is a negias boso is lo yikro shemo yovoi lidehiro. That means so Chazal said that this is also already shemo yovoi lidehiro. Afilu it didn't affect him at all, but it's also midarabon beinayim. But what is, if there is a talus, there's a beget between both of them, va'oz, afilu pneim, zelozem muta. So then, pnei, afilu, they're facing one another, it's also muta. Teshuv lo yovei lidehiru, that means this is a matzav already, that there's no kiruv bosa between one and the other, so there's no issa. Beinayim, Yeah, the Shuvah over there. So now the Mechaber said further, Elim Kein Hoysa Talas Mavsekes Beineim Mimosneim Ulamato. They hear what's up, Mimosneim Ulamato. That means from the waist and down, there has to be a hefsi. Avo Besorom Negeya Avo Mimosneim Ulamailo. But what is if there's a Negeas Haguf Lamailo? Over the waist, Afilu b'sorim negei ezeh b'zeh, le'osi lidei hiru, that's this chelik of the goof, from the waist down, then there could be hiru. Vita. So, Mameila, this aloha which we are speaking about, which is an iso d'rabonam, that means a negiyas ha'guf, which could bring lidei hiru, Chazal said me the Rabbonim that goes into this lo yiro b'cha erbes tova. Now, so that is this Isser the Rabbonim. Now, but there's other problems over there. There's a problem of ervosoi migule. That means, let's say, forget about there's two people in the bed. There's one person in the bed, and let's say the blanket is over his head. The blanket is over his head, so there's an Yisrael D'Eiraise of Evosev Datsalo Yiro B'cho Ervasova. That means since it's possible that it is possible for him Lirois Ervasoi, so that's an Yisrael D'Eiraise. And here we're speaking about the Rabbono. So he says, we have to know that the Brozer that his head is sticking out from the blanket. So there is a hefsik between Roshay and Elbosay. So that the Raisa of Yochel Lirois Esa Elbo. And this is an Isa de Raisa. If it's Yochel Lirois Esa Elbo, that's the Pshat and Fosik. Means that he sees, he could see. That's one tonight. V'tzorich gam kein lochitz al riboy shleye riboy roye se'elvo. Now this is at the Rabbanan the Kedim, that riboy roye se'elvo, so he has to have something covering his heart that makes that the lame does not see the elf. The heart is underneath the blanket. So this, so that has to be covered also. Then chukam bereishim enayin dalek. Mishabesiv kot meiz mashiksav noitos. Fine. Kosav abri chodosh. So we're speaking about isurim. Lo yikra krishma. Kosav abri chodosh. The nira loy. Dim v'diyemet kora b'loy hachzores ponim. O b'loy hapsokes talus. The Yotze Yidei Chevosai. So the Brichodosh says Achidish that this is only an Issa Lechatchila. One should not. The Rabbanu gave it to him, but with the Yevet is Yotze. Ayin Shom, the Primogodim, Mefakpek Pose, the Primogodim is Mefakpek, Vechem is Abishu Shakim, Ayin Shom. It's not so poshut that with the Yevet you are Yotze. So that is this halacha. Now, Agav Ulche, the Bir Halacha, brings down a halacha that we are speaking about. Chazal tell us, Lo yirah b'cho ervas dovo, so Chazal darshan, dibur oso, hiru muta. That by there's a difference between tzoya, which we will be learning the halachas, that by tzoya the hiru is also asa. If there's tzoya megula, it's not covered, and hiru is also asa. But by elvas dovor, there it says dibur is asa, and hiru is muta. So here that's why the mechaber was specific lo yikra. Krishma, Elim Kein Hoysa Talos Mavsekis, because this is a din of Kili Elva Midarabonam, so it's an Israel people. But Hiro is Mutter, so therefore the Biraloche brings down, the Shulchan Ocharav says this, and the Biraloche brings down, Mitam Ze Mutter Laharer Bedvorim Shebektusha Bishas Tashmish. Afilu Bishas Tashmish Mamish. So shehiru ainu kedibur linyin ze. So there's no din of hiru kedibur. So the dibur is also, and hiru is mutter. So here we're speaking about the Isser of Dibur. Siv Beis, so now we're speaking about Reuven and Shimon. Imhoy, and we said by Reuven and Shimon, let's say the posh is the case of the Machaba, that they're not facing one the other, but in this Negias Boso Zeboze, that's the case of the Machaba, that means the Boso from the waist to the bottom, is there's a Negias Boso, so that is a din. This could bring Lide Hiro, so it's also. Im Hoyo Yoshin Im Ishtoi. What is, we have the same scenario, but this is his wife. And we're speaking about this Achzoras Ponim Zeboze, that one is turned away from the other, and there's an Egeus Bosa, which we said in Sif Aleph is also. Koyrei Machzoras Ponim Letzad Acher. The Ishtoi is better than two people. Vafilu b'loy amsokes talis mishum dachshive kigufoy, because since Ishtoi is rogulbo, so this negias boso will not in any way be mevioy lidei hiru. So that is allowed to learn krishme. That's the first day. Yeah? V'yesh misha oisa. Another say, no, that by an ish, it's also oisa. The nochein lochosh ledvorim, so the Machabel said it would be preferable to be machma like the second day. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Im ishtoi, mishum the ishtoi kigufoi, v'rogubo, v'leka hiru, so there's no hiru. Umikol mokim, tzorech hazor asponim. So you need chazor asponim, even though there's a negiyas bosa. The ponim lahade ponim yevshe the leke hiruro. Lahade ponim, then the zich will be hiru. Afilu ma'ishte, it's also osa. V'me'ish marzer ponov levad. V'isho nisheres kamoy shei. So that means the husband is. His back is to his wife, and his wife is facing him. Av sheponeho kineged achoiro, she's facing him. But legabi him, that's irrelevant. Mikomokim hum mutalikrois. The shul, the whole problem is of negias bosa, there's no problem negias bosa, since he's not facing her. The shul like a hero. Then there will be hero if it's not besoroi negei be'alvosa, but if it's negei and other chalokim of the goof, there's no isa. Avol im tarvayu ritzoinam likra. So we had before, where one is facing the other, there's an isa taket. I feel, avol tarvayu ritzoinam likra. Oz gam hitz, she wants to also learn Krishna. Oz gam hitz richa laharzer poneho. And then, vafilu besorom noigim zebo ze, mutorim likrois. Again, if each one is not facing the other, then the gi is bosa, ishte kigufoi, and it's rogubo, there's no hira. She'oisa, but then we said the skula is debatable. Others ask, that's a loyma. Uloy, avsokis talis. That means if there's avsokis talis, no problem whatsoever. Which the first day hold is a kula, if there's achzoras ponim and the giyas poso, that it's muta ba'ishtoi, and others are machna. Ulefi divrehem. Tzorech mi'oid li'zoyer bozeh, the krishme shalamito bebichas ha'mapu, so according to them, she'ye b'neyem afsokas talet. Va'oz afilu ponim ladei ponim muta uchinam.
This is Rogelbaum.
You're right, and it should be also. The whole thing is working with a cheshbon. The whole thing is working with a cheshbon. Yeah, yeah. Yes. No, but Shammai said that. The Hillel didn't say, the Hillel said, there's not.